Last Sunday. I guess that's called yesterday in the weekly shiur. Okay. First, we wish all those that are going to Uman for Rosh Hashanah a good trip. I guess I wish I could come with you, but we wish those that go to Uman to have a good trip. And tell us about it when you come back. And bring some inspiration when you come back. Okay? Are you going to Uman?
What?
I wish everyone who's going to Uman a good trip.
Oh.
Have a nice camera.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We're doing packet bays of the Yeshiva Besuka. It's dire. So page 7 is the Sefer Yireim. So, the din of mitzvah potter min sukkah. So last week, if you remember, we talked about the din whether mitzvah potter min sukkah is only from Shena or even achila. Some hold that it's chayim in achila, because achila is 1, 2, 3. Shena is a long process, right? That we discussed. At the end of the day, the Magen Avraham on page 6. The Tov Reish Mem, hey, says that it quotes the sheet of Ibn Achila. Okay. So now the Sefer Yireim on page 7, the Sefer Yireim says, V'amar Rav M'tzar Potem at a Sukkah, Perish Sheish Lo Tzar B'Sukkah, U'V'Tzeso Yinotzo. Where it's, what does it mean M'tzar Potem at a Sukkah? Two possibilities. One is, I'm not feeling well. Okay, so I have this bad cough. Okay. So the bad cough, I have whether in the sukkah or not in the sukkah. It doesn't change. So then, you say, if your name says, then you chayev, even though I'm mitztayer, but I'll be mitztayer in my house also. But, the mitztayer that we're talking about is that there's a tsar being in the sukkah. But when I come to my house, then the tsar goes away. You understand, there's something in the sukkah that's mitztayer, means too hot, too cold. Whereas you don't stay in your house if you know there's some type of tsar. If there's a leak in the bedroom, you're not going to stay there, etc. But we don't say, well, I'm a tzar in general. I have a chronic pain or something like that. So therefore, I don't have to be in the sukkah. So that's what the Yireim says. Yeah?
You have bad cough
if there's
a little chili outside. So
cough can
be a little worse.
If at home...
If you have a little chili outside, your cough will get worse if you sit outside.
Your cough will get worse. But right now, your cough will get worse. So is that called? I don't know. It's not how you view Asher Hushon.
Okay, so Asher Hushon.
Right now, I'm mitzvah, but I'm mitzvah at home too. So it still would be, when it gets worse, then we'll be done.
Yeah, but if you don't, at home, you're a level 5 in the store, and so you'll be a level 8 in the store.
You think a bigger mitzvah in the sukkah, right now.
Yeah.
Or right now, or potential for this. So as Jake was saying, what if potentially you can... You see, the future, it's very hard to speak about the future. Who knows what the future will be? Right? Never know what the future will be. But if you're saying your case is a little different than his case, your case is that in the house, your mitzvah level 5 and in the sukkah level 8, so then maybe you could say that you're potter. Let's see.
Otherwise, this whole thing not so certain that you are already poor. You said that when Pat Bain or Pat Rosho immediately go inside. That it doesn't seem like it's going to change whether he's in Sukkah or out there.
You're saying it without the Gemara on the
immediately above.
What does it say?
Right above it says the Rashba.
On top of the Manal?
Yeah.
What does it say? Which line are you recording?
The first bracket
for you, which I'm saying. Tanu Rabbanan. The
first bracket, that's what it is.
Yeah. So he's saying that's my chola. There's a difference between mitzvah and chola. Chola means I have a sickness. Mitzvah means they're just uncomfortable, it's not a sickness. So when it comes to a chola, that's a very important distinction in halacha between a chola and a mitzvah. Exactly, by refuah b'shabbos. That the din is that a chola is allowed to take refuah b'shabbos. If you're just mitzvah, then you can't take. Unless Rav Yaakov Avinu says if you mitzvah very much, then you can maybe consider that like a chola.
Uh-huh.
Right. But so the pashut pshat in these cases, these are chola.
Yeah, as opposed
to yeah, right.
The only difference would be, let's say, hot in both the apartment and outside.
Yeah, so maybe the cough depends what type of cough you have. There's different types of coughs. You know, a cough that's a choyli versus a cough that's a mitzvah. So if it's just, if you have a choyli, you have pneumonia, you have something else, so you have a choyli. You have bronchitis, face, you have mamish a choyli, but if you just have a cough, so I don't know if that would call, so that could be a mitzvah. But a mitzvah is still chayiv in the sukkah. Mitzvah is only put in the sukkah if you come inside because of the sukkah. If you come into your house, you won't be mitzvah. So then, that's a different story. So right, mitzvah is a big chiddush because mitzvah is not necessarily a tour from other areas. If you mitzvah by eating matzah. That's the question. Maybe you still have to eat matzah. It's just mitzvah. You don't like it. It's not the same as like a celiac. So everybody thought that maybe in economy you would be potter if you get your mamish. Celiac's a choli, right? Celiac's just not just a mitzvah. Celiac's a choli. We have a lot of people with celiac these days. That's why the Cheerios, they make an advertisement that we are gluten free and we're celiac friendly, you know, because in the old days the Cheerios had wheat in them. The old days, now Cheerios I don't think has wheat anymore. That's a big zach. So that's what the Sefer Yerim says. You have to be mitzvah, that you mitzvah only because you're in the sukkah. And then he writes, "V'dafke she'asa sukkasa b'tchila v'mokam sh'roi lachol lishtos lishon ba." Whereas, but you have to make a sukkah in an area that you could eat, drink, and sleep. And then there was a tzar that came up later, but no lo tzar achar came. Aval asa b'tchila v'mokam haroi litzdayer b'chilo v'shtiyo v'sheina k'on she'yori b'miganovim. Lo mi bai lo miftar b'hachi, el afili yeh shakhtana v'tzar b'sheina, So this is the famous Yireim that the Mordechai quotes. I said it's Mordechai, you remember you quote, I said it's who says it? So Chacham Tzvi disagrees with this. But this is a big chumrah. This is a big chumrah. It's quoted in the Mordechai, but the Mordechai really is getting it from the Sefer Yireim. That he says, if you have a sukkah, that's a big chumrah. Because say you have a sukkah here in the street, and you wouldn't be comfortable sleeping. Because, I don't know where they're going to put the sukkahs here this year. So, and my wife pointed out to me that they built a garden where the sukkah used to be, in front of Gluck. They built a garden there. I don't think they're going to put it in the middle of the promenade there. I don't know. There's a good sukkah I like. The best sukkah was the sukkah by the cafeteria. But I don't know, there's something there also. So I don't know. Let's say, figure it out. Why used to have a tremendous sukkah before they built the gym? Do you remember those days?
No.
That big sukkah.
Was
there? You were there, yeah. See, he can tell you. He can tell you about McDovitz, right? You used to eat McDovitz. It was Roy's Hashkacha.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You can take some McDovitz out to the sukkah, that old sukkah. Yeah. Those are the days. When you bought Sfarim and Schallers? Remember Schallers? No, but I came already, it was here.
Oh, it used to be on Audubon Avenue. Before
he moved to St. Rick, when I was here, in 78, it was already in Amsterdam. You know that? Yeah. So you did.
The 50s.
I wasn't here in the 50s. Yeah.
It was on Audubon 183.
Yeah, I wasn't born yet in the 50s. Okay. What can I tell you? See, at least there's someone here who... Okay, so he says if your sukkah has to be multi-purpose. You have to be able to eat, drink, and sleep in the sukkah. And if you can't do all three, then you're not yotzi anything. That's the famous Mordechai, Sefer Yireim, and the Mordechai quotes it here on page 8, and the Ramah quotes it on Shulchan Aruch. And he quotes it from the Yireim. So, you know, I always quote it from the Mordechai, but it's really Mordechai B'Shem the Sefer Yireim. And there are more quotes in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a tremendous chumrah because a lot of sukkahs in Manhattan would be puzzled based on this. Less like Rabbi Harari pointed out, if you had a guard by the sukkah. Because who would want to sit in the... I don't know, I wouldn't sleep in a sukkah here in Washington Heights. Unless there's a 24-7 guard, which is there. I'd eat in the sukkah, but I wouldn't sleep in the sukkah. And,
what's the Eitzah?
The Eitzah is that the Chacham Tzvi paskin against this the Shita. And he says, Chacham Tzvi, right. Right. Royals, they like the Chacham Tzvi, no?
There's a guard service.
What?
There's a guard service there.
There's a guard service by the...
24-7?
You know, Breuer's got special security this year for the yeshiva.
Yeah.
They never had that before.
They got money from...
Gross.
I thought it was from Homeland Security.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. Wherever he came from.
Yeah.
But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, he writes on page 9, אגב, אם עשו מתחילו במוקם שמצטער, באכילו, או בשתיו, או בשינו, או שאי אפשר לעשות לו, איך הם בסוכה מחמס למשרים, לליסטים, או גנובים, שהוא בסוכה אינו יוצא, או שהוא בסוכה כלל, אפילו דבר שלא מצטער מהם. Right, then that's the big chumra, that's the rain. So that would be a typical sukkah here in the Heights. The other problem I always had with the sukkah here in the Heights, even though I was Megal, is that it's a sukkah b'rishus harabim. It was on a public sidewalk, the one in front of Gluck. You have to, if your sidewalk is cracked, you have to do, but you have violence on the sidewalk?
But wouldn't the city, like,
Sidewalk is a public, is Rosh Hashanah. You just have a chrayis that if it's.
Right.
You have a chrayis to make sure it's paved properly. But I don't think you have violence over it. Right?
Okay.
So supposedly they get Rosh Hashanah. I don't know exactly what the nature of the Rosh Hashanah. Right, all these restaurants. That's why the cafeteria sukkah, that was in the fence inside, so that was no shiva. So I always felt like a shtickle, a little shtickle guilty when I went into the other sukkah, even though it was my sukkah. Then they used to have a sukkah. You know where they had a sukkah also? You know when you come here from the MTA building, you go down the hallway, the outside hallway, the outside. What? Right over here. It didn't have a roof then. They built a sukkah there. There was a sukkah there. For years, they had a sukkah there. You know what I'm talking about? When you come in the MTA building, right? And then you're coming here. You go through that door, and that door, you come into that alleyway. So that alleyway was made into a sukkah, the sukkahs, that alleyway. But then they decided to put that that metal, so that would tassel it. Even Rabbi Natan? I don't know. But no one's building a sukkah there. Yeah, Matt?
Would the idea of not having a sukkah
which is rabbi? In other words, because what right do you have to build a sukkah which is rabbi? You're stealing the public property.
So it's not a sukkah, you're stealing property.
It's a kosher sukkah though, because the car can't even sell us, right?
No.
Why is it
still
rabbi? Meaning if you have authorization from the city.
Okay, so maybe if they give you permission. Then
well, like, but by them not knocking it down, they'll give you.
You're not allowed to use public property to build a sukkah because that's a shtickle gezel. So it's a.
But I think it's
a
gezel.
Right.
But the sukkah itself is.
Yeah, but if it's a gezel, though.
Because you're stealing.
Right. So supposedly they got permission. I don't know the nature of the. Yeah, so do they get that certificate or just like assume that a restaurants do? They all do, or
I know it's a thing to do.
Yeah.
Why don't we apply here Kakan and Zellus? What does that apply?
Yeah, so Kakan and Zellus might not mean it still might be an Isak Zayla, it might not be a Kenyan Gazela, your Shepherd discussed. Yeah. So because no one is gonna say, oh, like I can just steal your house, Kakein and Zellus. I can come and throw you out of your house. I take over, Kakein and Zellus. No, we're not going to say that. So I don't know why I didn't put the Chacham Tzvi in this. Well, maybe I wasn't focusing properly. But there's a Chuvus Chacham Tzvi that says that no, you can have multiple sukkahs. You can have an eating sukkah, a sleeping sukkah. And you're eating sukkah, as long as you can eat there, it's okay.
Yeah, but is that only if you have a sleeping sukkah?
What?
Is that only if you have a sleeping sukkah? Meaning,
no, you have an eating sukkah that's right to eat, and you're not inspired, so you can eat there. Now, sleeping is a separate idea. Whether you sleep or not, or whether you have a heter or not a heter, that's a separate halacha. But that doesn't stare your kiyum of eating in the sukkah. The Reim Shita is that it's one Adira means that you have something that's multi-purpose. So if you can't do all the normal functions of life, namely eating, sleeping, and whatever, then you get nothing.
Now what does the Reim do if someone just lives in a bad neighborhood? Like, how does that make sense that it's like he's basically excluding people who live in non-safe neighborhoods from the sort of sukkah?
Right. Like Rabbi Arar said, you have the Arya guard.
Yeah, but is that logical that that should be the mitzvah that basically the people who live in Harlem have to go to somewhere else for sukkahs?
So maybe they're part of it. Yeah, like Jesse said, maybe they're part of it. understand, if you live in a community, if you live in a community where it's frigid during, you know, we're Americans, so we don't know what cold is. We think we know. We don't know what cold is. Yeah, he knows. In Montreal, he's a youth from Montreal. He knows. You know, and even London, you said, is not the weather's not the greatest, but
it's
just raining. It's not cold. But good geschmack of rain, real hard.
If it's cold
yeah.
enough.
So you don't say, well, and how many, what, every day it rains there in Sukkot? Or every, even not Sukkot. It's not a special thing, it's Sukkot. It rains.
If it's cold enough that you have to wear a coat and a sukkah,
I don't know. Put on your coat.
What if you wear a sweater? If your home was that cold, you would I don't know. You put you light the oven and warm up the room, right?
Right.
So.
For now.
For now, when you don't have a.
So I'm not going to light a fire in my sukkah.
Right,
that's not a good idea. So I'll put on a coat. That's a better idea.
Why is the coat anywhere near the fire?
And we're going to say there's a tzad p'tur over there. I think the tzad p'tur is only, even with the coat, he's still freezing. Then there can be a tzad p'tur.
But
then you always have the shita from last week that says Mitzvah Chayav Achila, even though that's not the Yikah shita. Because it's hard to sleep. Eating, you can do it, you can have the whole Suda Shabbos in 5-10 minutes, really. Right? It's just we like to sing and shmooze and the whole. But really, yeah.
You do have the obligation to. Make
yourself
a little, in other words,
you
can put in a heater.
Right?
Use a heater.
Yeah, you use a heater, yeah, so why not?
So, I mean, maybe that's your
obligation. Right, in other words, is it an obligation? Are you mechuyev to get a heater? That's what you're saying. I don't know if you're mechuyev.
But you could, so therefore.
Just like we saw, that you're not mechuyev to make the skach so it doesn't rain through, because. The Torah is Mitzvah Adiras Arayim. I think it's a nice thing that you'd make a heater. I don't know if you're mechuyev to get a heater. I think the chiyuv is to make an old-fashioned sukkah, the same sukkah they made, you know, in the time of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, before they had heaters. And
your Makayim, rain is a mitzvah of quality on them.
Yeah. But I definitely think it's a good thing. To get a heater, as long as it's safe and there's no fire hazard or anything like that. Magen Avraham says it. Even before Rabbi Keskel wrote, the Magen Avraham says, if it's dripping in your sukkah, so put a sod in and you rely on Rabbeinu Tam. No, because Mikra didn't, we don't follow Rabbeinu Tam, so you can't make a bracha.
Then you shouldn't make a
bracha. What?
If you put a heater, then you shouldn't
make a bracha. Yeah, you're saying, so Jesse's asking if it's really too cold, is it that shot is too cold, or it's just you're more comfortable with the heater?
What if it's really cold?
Maybe it's really too cold, then okay, maybe. But the question is, once you have your heater, would we say that the Maisi he has the heater? Okay. Now, there is a okay, take a look at the Ramah now, page 10. Gemara says, "Chayim Rishon, Avu Gav Tzarek Lakov Yodav Varagov, Kol Yuvala Adam Lomar Star Ani, Ela Bedom Shem Derek Vile Adam Lestar Bo. Bein Et Sapar El Minatzo Asma Min Atzar, Ava Malav Hachi Chiyuv, Feishim Shuk Avu Gav Tzar." So he quotes that halacha that we saw in the Yireim, that with Star's Potter, only if you could, if you go home, you won't have the Tzar, but then you're Potter during the Sukkah, because only in the Sukkah you get the Tzar. But if you have the Tzar either way, then not. So says the Taz in Zion, the Ke'en Diver Be'inun, Ve'en Derech Merei Odom Lamod B'Dirosso V'Tzar. That's also from Mordechai, Shein Re'en, that's the Re'en, that was the Mimitz. Because the question is the rain a chiddush? Because if I have this korf, and the korf is, I have the korf in my house, and I have the korf in the sukkah, the same korf. So I'm a tzvayer. So the Shulchan Aruch says, so you're still chayav. Because the home is not going to. So isn't that poshut? So he says, no, the Havamin is the time of the Potter Mitzvah Mishum, the Iger Mitzvah Sukkah, the Haskir Inyan HaSukkah. The Iger Minyan Sukkah is to remember the Inyan of Sukkah. Shenemar Kiva Sukkah, so Shafti, Zeb Tzar, Hu Toro de Tzaro. Vein Sam Alibo Lozeb. Okay, who Potter, Mashmo, and the Tam Eno Mishvil Ze, Ela in Ke'en Zira Be'inan. Ein Adam Dar B'mokum Tzar. Also, you can want some to say so. So he says, in other words, you could might think that maybe the mitzvah of sukkah is to concentrate kibasukus or shaftis b'nei Israel. So if you're mitzvah, you can't concentrate. So even though when you're at home, you also it's the same tzar. So that's the havin mina. Kamash will know that it's a din of kein taduru, and you wouldn't stay in your house if you were mitzvah. See, there's a ritva that they call the same Sukkah's Chayim. There's a ritva that says on page 16. Take a look. He quotes the Ramban. Shem Rabbeinu, second arrow. Shem Rabbeinu Hagodol Haramban. Shabbat Lomar. Shalo Yischai B'Sukkah El Mishu Ke'ezrach Ranon. Ha'ezrach V'Yisrael. Tad Ha'ochei Drach L'Shar V'Peis V'Stai T'Yosefim. Yishlu shalom ischayv ha'ezrach klal shamati b'shem rabbeinu gol shalom shalom ischayv b'sukkah el mishu ke'ezrach rana pran l'horkei drachum shalom v'peiris mitztar v'kayotzi v'emichol v'ayda v'emichol duplication v'kein taduru v'yocha nachkulon sakra golilon v'stif teishu v'ein yishiv v'koldu al yishiv ke'ein dira. Whereas you have to sit in the sukkah like an ezrach, like a citizen, that you're sitting with comfort, Ezrach Ranan, like a comfortable citizen. So if you're not comfortable, so then you're not. But that might, I think the Sefer Sukkah kind of points out, that could be either way. Yeah, that's what he writes here on page 20. Take a look. Star Potter. On the right paragraph, Kosov HaRamah. First arrow on the right, for page 20. Dei mitzvah potter al imu inotzel atzmo natzar, avol b'lov hachi chayet. Kor kol zel rat, tzvil utam tzvara tam zhoa v'kechev v'kechev v'kein tadiru. Mogam shol inotzel v'vesu mitzvah en kutor al shol tesh v'kein gizaguru. Avol ritva, hevi shita saramban, tzvil utor shol tzvah mishum tzvil kol ha'ezrach. That the tour is kol ha'ezrach, meaning you have to be a comfortable citizen. So there he says, if you have the cough, and even though the cough you can have in the house and here, you potter. Because you're not ha'ezrach, you're not feeling well. Yesh lo potter meisha besukkah. Kol she eduke ezra potter mitzah sukkah. Mitzdari eduke ezra. From kain eno tolu not so much tzar alone. The more vital is here a poskim sheet as Ramban is it. So, but they don't bring the sheet down. And he's Tamua, why they don't bring the Shita down. But he says, though, there could be Shitas that hold that what? That you putter from a sukkah if you're not feeling well. Even though you go in the house, you're going to not be feeling well either. So he thinks that that's the Ramban holds that way. Because you have to be like, the chiyuv of sukkah was only given to the ezrach, the one who's going to feel comfortable, who's in a comfortable disposition, etc. But the Ramah quotes the Reim, who says no. That means that if you're going to be, you have an equal discomfort in the house in the sukkah, so then you're chayav in sukkah. Whereas the Ramban, he feels, sukkah's chayav feels that even if you have the equal discomfort, but you're in a stage of discomfort, you have some pain, so, and you're not technically a choyla, but you have this discomfort, you'd be part of the sukkah, because you're not like an Ezra. But it's not quoted the halacha. So, it's not quoted the halacha, so what can I tell you? The Sephardim?
Yeah.
What about them? What about the Sephardim?
You
mean that the Sephardim disagree with the Iraim?
Yeah.
Which part of the Iraim?
The part that you said. That if you have the Sephardim and hold more than the you have to be the commanding out.
Right. It was Tamma.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems to be the Pashtub Shah. Now, if you look in the Marshak, that's one of my favorite stories, page 18. Who's the Marshak? He's the Talmud of who? The Maramshik. And the Maramshik is the Talmud of Hasim. It's a chashuv sefer. In the literature world, they've hardly heard of it. In the Hasidic world, it's considered from the top, the top storm. So he says like this. Oh, so before we see that, take a look. There's a Ramah on page 17. First, the Mechaber says, Yarduk Shomim Harezei Nichnas L'Toch Beisam. Right? If it starts raining, you go in your house. Meimus Amut L'Fanas V'Shiyardu L'Toch Sukkah Tipos. So what do you allow to go in? If the raindrops are as much as Yimibu L'Toch HaTapshil, that it will ruin your tapshil. It will ruin your bean soup. 17. But say you're not such a bucky of how much it takes to ruin a bean soup. You know? He says, Hafila ain't tough shall follow. We should ain't a bucky bizarre. Hashir, Yeshar, and Yardukokak Shamal Abayas. So you have to say like this. If I was sitting in my house and it started raining into my house, would I still sit there? So if the answer is you would still sit there, because it's very insignificant amount, then you have to stick in the sukkah. But if it's the amount that had you, if it was raining in your house, you would leave that room, then you could leave the sukkah. That's how the Ramah explains. Those rain, whereas we're not such bakiyim. How much rain will it take to ruin my porridge? You know, ruin my Cheerios. How much rain will it take? I think it'll have to take a lot of rain to ruin my Cheerios. With materials, especially if you have Cheerios and milk anyway, so it's wet anyway.
Cheerios and milk, when it's less than
3 milk. Yeah. So that's the so. So if you're not such a big expert, of how much rain it takes to ruin your bean, your lentil soup, or whatever it is. So you just ask yourself a question: would I stay in the sukkah if it was still raining? If it was raining in my house, this amount, would I stay in the house? So if it was that same amount in the sukkah, you would have to. If you would leave your house, you could leave the sukkah. So the Marshan on page 18 says, "All the shalach havas daiti v'dvar halach l'maisim v'inyana diyomu." But it's like, well, ki hu inyan d'shkiach l'hanu m'vur v'shulchan aruch v'inyan l'atzeis men asukik shiir d'gshom v'avi ha-shiir k'mishir tisra ha-mach v'kos ha-ramo mishin ha-boki b'zeh ha-shiir. If you don't know the shiir, so you estimate based on would you leave the house. V'dovez ha-sosu v'sarach v'yir shim shol v'yir l'an ha-ramo ha-kavona b'zeh v'kos im ha-ya yotzi b'beiso im ha-kavona. So now, how do you reckon that shiir of yotzi b'beiso? For example, say you have two rooms in the house. Let's say I have two different rooms, and it's raining in one room, it's not raining in the other room. So the simple pshat would mean that how much rain would it have to take me to leave room A to go to room B that's protected. So that's going to be a little bit, because even if it's raining a little bit into my house, and I know I could just go from one room to the next room, right? I'm going to do it. I'm not going to even put up with the. If I have another adjacent room, even though it's not so much, but it's just like, why would I sit there if it's raining on me? But efshar kavodas haramah, but maybe you can explain the ramah in a different way. But other shiurim shorim mechedesh shalom. Say I have one room. You know, the old-fashioned houses, they had one room, and it's raining in this room. Now I have a friend down the block, I can go to his house, right? But I'm not going to just go to my friend's house unless it's really bothering me. Just a little bit. In other words, if it's the shear that I would leave one room of mine to another room of mine, that's the Torah of Sukkah, that's one possibility. Or is it the shear that I would leave my house to go to my neighbor's house, which would require much more, which would be a bigger kula, because I'm not going to just go to my neighbor's house unless I really need to go to my neighbor's house. It's just, unless I was very close with my neighbor. It depends, you know, what type of thing it is. So that's his shayla. Which is the pshat in the Ramah? Is it, Ramah says, you're not bucky in the porridge, so you calculate based on when would you leave your room. So the two possibilities says, is it when I'll leave my room to go to another room, or when will I leave my room to go to my neighbor's room? He says, So he doesn't think either of them are right. He doesn't think, in other words, to go to the what it will take to go to my next room, that you'll go very easily. So then if that's the shiur for sukkah, that'll pop to you in sukkah very easily, a little bit. And to go to my friend, I'm not going to, that's too much of a cooler. So he thinks either one is too much of a chumrah, one is too much of a cooler. So he thinks the true pshat is, what would be the amount that I would go to leave the kitchen and go to some room in my house that's like not really for eating. It's like a storage room. So I wouldn't go there so quickly because it's not like necessarily the place where you normally eat. But it's not, I don't feel the awkwardness of, you know, it's still in my house. who are pi divrei harab Rambam. Also, all other mechuyim liot sukkah b'chag will be stirishlo bais yekvo bais hashimush penikra chamar ushpiz sheish amita kisev shulchan rav meniach shem chavotzu nimsa shemeachad nimsa beisu chamar hayu beisu hashimush kol hashad beisu ikar dirasu geishlo bais hashimush shimush macherim hashka kavonos haramoa who be in yordu gisham in the sukkah b'imos achad tzarech l'shayar ima yoshev v'beisu b'chol imos hashana. What would you do if it was raining in the kitchen or the dining room, will I go to the storage room? Because there's no real table set up there. It's like some. So it would be a shtickle schlep, but I would do it if I needed to. There's another room there that I only keep things there, but there's no really table. So it's not such a big cooler, like just a little bit. So let's go from the kitchen to the dining room. They both are set up, ready to be eaten. So even a little bit, if it's so that's too much of a cooler. And to go to my friend, what's this year? I would go to my friend, that's too much of a chumrah, because I wouldn't go to my friend so readily. But to go from one room that's set up for eating to go to another room, that's not set up for eating, that would be the middle ground. And he quotes, where is he basing this from? He says, it's a Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis. Also sukkos of keva, sukkos of chol odom b'chuyum yos sukkos of b'chad kemo beis dira shalo. U'bayis yiyah kemo bayis hashimush. Shein shem, in other words, he says, the whole way, during Sukkot, your house should be the place where you're eating, sleeping, and drinking. And your physical house, during Sukkot, should be like the storage house. So B'meila, he says, so when could you, so he says that, he quotes this in the Rambam, in the Perish Mishnayis. You have a, you should look it up here. It's a fascinating idea, Rambam says. That it's like the, like during, we never think about that. Like, he's saying, the sukkah is your place where you're eating, sleeping, and drinking, and your regular house is like the storage house. So, whatever during the year you would pick up from the room you eat to go into the storage room, that's the shear that you could leave your sukkah. Which is not so readily to do, because it's not set up for eating. Now, kid ourselves not. I mean, usually people are keeping their house, the table. You see, the real old sukkahs meant you took your chairs, your table, and you put it in the sukkah. It's not like today. We have a special sukkah table, special sukkah chairs, so the house is still... But he says, the Rambam says, that's not really the old... Let's find the Rambam inside. So that's what he's saying is the... Where is it? One second. Oh, here we go. Here. In your kevah hu ikir... Yosef beisuk beis shimush. Asukah kumo beis adira. So he says, during the sukkahs, your house is like the base hashimush, meaning it's not the place where you're living, it's like the place where you're keeping your things that you need. But the living place is the sukkah. It's a good Rambam to know. You see, today, it's not the reality so much, because, but he says, really, that's the real mindset of a sukkah. That this is the sukkah. Because, as I told you, in those days, they didn't have a concept of you can have a special table for the sukkah, a special chair for the sukkah. You brought it up. You brought it all into the sukkah. And in your house, that was just a storage place for other things. So he says, so normally he says, that's the shear. The shear should be totally on the, I would, during the year, if I have say, it's raining in my house, but there's one room in a place, in the basement or wherever, I store things there. So how, so if it's just raining a little bit, it's too much of a schlep for me to bring chairs in there and to get there. So he says, so that's the shear. Well, but if it's not enough rain, you would make the schlep. So that's the shear, he says. That's the shear. In my Yoshev Vase of Yerushalayim, I akam v'holach v'cheder acher, but dafka the cheder that's not so easily available. So he said, in other words, we're not talking about your friend's cheder, because that's too much of too extreme. You would hardly ever go there, even unless it's you're very Hamish. You know, if you're Mamish, Hamish, then it's different. I'll tell you a good word. Okay, and it's not just I'll tell you a good word. We're going to end here because we'll continue next week, Bezer Shem. I'll tell you a good word. My wife was giving birth to my oldest son, Chol Moed Sukkos, and I was in the Beth Israel Hospital, and I was eating lunch there in the sukkah in the hospital, and then there was a chassid in the hospital also. He was also there for some whatever he was there. And he said, I want to tell you a word from his Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Steinberg. You probably never heard of Rosh Steinberg. Yeah. Oh, see, he's a man who knows. In this generation, they only heard of him because he has a son who's a Rebbe in Shar Yoshev. So, but they don't know the Rosh Steinberg, or the Baba of Rosh Hashiva. Right, exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah. So he said a word from Rosh Steinberg. So he says, "Why? What's the idea of Sukkos? We pour water on the Mizbeach." He says like this: if somebody comes to my house, so I have to serve him, very mechubadik. I serve him something chashiv. But if you're like my, we don't have any formalities amongst us. We're so close. I don't have to impress you. I can just turn on the faucet. Or maybe today with the bug, I could just give you water, and it's fine. That shows our closeness. So I don't have to give you anything. He says, Sukkos, we reach the relationship with the Baruch Hu. We're so close. You just give him water, and that's fine. And that was his idea. So same thing over here. If you're very close with your neighbor, maybe that's a different thing. But he said most times you'll be a little bit awkward to go to your neighbor like that. But so he says, but to go from the kitchen to the dining room, that's also very easy. That's too easy, too flippant. So that can't be. So he says, the shear is going from the room that's very easily ready to be eaten with, to go to the room that's the storage room that's going to be a little bit difficult. How much rain does it take to remove you from that room to the other room? That's what the Mashah says based on the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayis. The Rambam and Perish Mishnayis says that Sukkos, our house, is the main house, is where we eat and drink, and the Sukkah, and our regular house from the rest of the year, that's our storage place. Okay? Very good. Okay.